Rob Parsh. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 492, and this is the live stream. We do this every Wednesday at 4 p.m. A little late today. Sorry, it's Anna's fault once again. And she's here. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I apologize for my tardiness. Although I did warn you. Do I get points for that?
It wasn't. Nah.
Would you prefer me not warn you? Or...
Well, I mean, like, ideally, you just want to be on time. But yeah, yeah. I guess if you're going to be late, yeah, getting a heads up would be beneficial. Yeah. No problem. It happens. The beauty of podcasting is that you can kind of do it whenever you want, and This show is of no exception. So 4 p.m. usually around then, we do this live stream at willsyoutube.com, Twitter, my Twitter, home_made_man, giving Elon's thing a try, and facebook.com/HMB Radio. So if you're listening on Radio St. Pete or perhaps on a podcast later on and you'd like to join the show live, we'd encourage you to do that. We take calls or texts, I guess. I'm working on getting a phone line. I think you can do that. I think WoW will just put a phone line in here, and then I think I can just buy a $100 machine that I can plug the phone line into that, and then I think I can plug the phone line into the Rodecaster and take calls. So fortunately, I'm cheap, and I haven't done that yet, but maybe we'll be able to take calls here pretty soon. I would love that capability. That would be really fun. So working on that, but anyway... thank you for joining me. Thank you, Anna. And I'm glad you survived the storm. You did survive the storm, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I sent you the video this morning, right?
Yes.
Okay. It was a bit of a fiasco this morning. Woke up extra early. I thought that I usually take the Cord and Campbell to work. For those that aren't local, it's just a big causeway bridge thing. So I knew that I would have to take the longer route, the safer route. And I was almost there. I was 7 minutes away from work, drove for about 25, and I was just about to make that right turn on a Memorial Highway when all of a sudden the popo said, no, no.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, can I get in there? And they're like, no, it's flooding. And I said, okay. So I went home, and I tried, I sent the video to the boss and everybody. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. It's not like I slept through my alarm or I didn't want to be there. I sent prep the night before. I would have been 15 minutes early had I, been able to make it, but unfortunately it just didn't work out.
You'd have to go the long way. You'd have to go around because you're up in North Pinellas County now. So you would have to go all the way around to, what's that area called? Not Odessa.
Oldsmar?
Oldsmar.
Yeah.
And then loop all Oldsmar. The way around. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in Oldsmar. I don't know exactly where Memorial Highway connects with Hillsborough Avenue. If that's Oldsmar or Tampa proper, I don't know. But it was right around there. And I was 7 minutes away from, essentially the airport.
There was no way to get to your destination from just one of the regular roads? You had to take some sort of highway?
I mean, here's the thing. Because I don't want to say I don't know the area well. I know it decently well. I've been here a while, but I just moved like 3 or 4 months ago. So I'm really not familiar with the west side of Hillsborough and North Pinellas. So if I would have taken some back roads and been kind of unsafe, I could have made it to the veterans and then shimmy my way down to the airport, which is where work is pretty much, maybe. But I was like, dude, I don't, this is where my app is taking me. The cops are here. I see water coming. I'm like, what's the best case scenario? I get there 30 minutes late, my car's messed up, you know, or I'm like calling my boyfriend, like, I think I'm gonna drown. Like, you know, I just told the boss, hey, here I am. I tried. I called in. I got lost. So it's like 6:05 a.m. I'm on the phone, getting lost, not knowing where I am, texting people, you know, driving with my knee. So I got home and I was still wired. And then I just passed out at like 9 a.m. for like 3 hours.
Wow. Well, I mean, you should be commended, I guess, for going in. We were live last night and it started to get a little hairy. We were live until 11 p.m. last night. So we went over an hour and then Drew took over for 1 hour. And then I believe they just switched to Fox 13.
They
direct
did.
Coverage.
I was listening. And this morning was all... There were no personalities anywhere. It was just news. Yeah.
So it was a little. It started to get a little hairy last night. Managed not to lose power, so that's why we're here today. I take it you have power as well, so that's good. There are something like 15,000 people in Pinellas County without power right now, even though we just got those bans, the historic flooding up in the Big Bend area, Cedar Key. Looks like it's pretty knocked around pretty good. But Tampa Bay appears to have mostly dodged a bullet here. Now, we have the super moon happening tonight, which is the worst timing.
Blue moon?
The super moon. The super blue moon, which I guess means that it's a little closer to the planet than normal.
Very
so it's going to...
tide, so it makes situations worse.
It's gonna make the tide really bad. I have some friends down on the beach, and they said there's water everywhere. Radio St. Pete Joe is flooded in his house. Jay from Radio St. Pete is his house flooded. So that sucks. I mean, as long as you weren't on the coast, I guess we pretty much made it unscathed. And like I said, some people were without power, but definitely could have been worse, man.
Tocobaga,
sure. The Tocobaga came through again, the ancient mountains.
I was going to say, I'm like, yeah, Tapatio. I always forget his name.
Oh no! I just said it and I forgot it. Tocobaga. Tocobaga. Huh?
Tecumseh.
No, the Tocobaga have come through again for us. Okay. Did you see the idiots that are swimming all over the in the rainwater? I saw at least. God damn it! My mouse is doing this stupid thing. I don't understand why. I blew it out with an air duster. It triple clicks on me. It doesn't allow me to do what I want it to do. It's really irritating me, and I'm going to throw this thing out the window. But don't swim in the water, okay? There's a lot of bad stuff that is in the water, such
as... amoebas.
Amoebas.
Electricity.
Electricity. I saw a picture of a rattlesnake that was coming out of some waters that was on probably the road that you were trying to cross this morning. According to the CDC, it's impossible to know what is exactly in those floodwaters. It could be sharp debris, power lines, floodwaters. Oh, there it is. Contained dangerous wildlife right there. It is the rattlesnake. Oh, you never know what you could have washed into flooding, said Sheriff Cronister. Floodwaters also hold the disease. According to the CDC, it can contain human and animal feces, medical, industrial waste, pesticides, and other substances. So I would advise you not to swim in flood water.
Can I, when we've completed the hurricane coverage, I was just reminded of news that happened to me. Something happened to me this weekend.
Oh, that please,
is
just
more
share
devastating
now. Yeah.
Than a Cat 3 hurricane making landfall.
Okay, what happened?
I don't know. I don't think I told you this. I've been trying to keep it mostly to myself, trying to process what happened to me, this horrible event that happened to me. Oh. Did you want to?
No, please. Go on.
I went to meet a girlfriend for sushi.
Yum.
On Saturday.
Yummy, yummy.
Right. And the reason why we selected this place was there's two reasons. Number one, it was midway between her and I. She lives in Lando Lakes. I live in North Pinellas. It was about 30 minutes each for each of us. fine. She likes sushi. I don't really get sushi much because I don't eat fish. Or at least I didn't. And then I also selected this place because it had a lot of vegetarian options. So I thought. Long story short, I ordered two vegetarian rolls, okay? And you've been to a sushi restaurant before, right?
I have. I'm very so cultured, yes.
It's like a fun, it's a fun thing. Is Japanese food the greatest food? No.
It's up there.
No one would argue that. Maybe hibachi stuff. No one would say sushi is their favorite food. If they do, they lie. Okay. Do I eat fish? No. Do I know what I'm talking about? Not really, but let's just go on. So it's a fun thing. So you get the paper and they tell you which rolls. So we had a woman who was our waitress come up to the table and she goes, what can I get for you? So there's this awkward moment where I go, do you want me to tell you? And I wasn't rude about it. I'm like, do you want me to tell you or do you want me to like give you the piece of paper because you gave us a homework assignment? So she said, you can give me the paper. I said, okay, great. So she brings out our first rolls and I'm kind of like poking at mine. It's missing in a couple ingredients, but you know me, Will. I'm like, I don't want to be a Karen. I don't have the right skin color. People might think I'm white. I'm kind of white. I don't know. And I just said, I was like, you know what? I don't want to be an obnoxious person. So I'm picking at it. And my girlfriend is looking at what I'm picking at. And she goes, is that a mushroom? And I go, yes, it is. He confirmed that I was worried if it was a mushroom. Now we know it is. Great. So then our second roll comes and it's basically just like a crab, some stuff. So I say to the busboy, the person who delivered it, I go, listen, I didn't order that. I'm really sorry. I'm allergic to fish, whatever I make up. I didn't order that. Okay. The owner sees a little bit of a kerfuffle, you know? So he comes over and he goes, what's going on? And I go, I'm really sorry, but I didn't order that. I ordered, and I told him, I said, I just ate veggie roll one and I ordered veggie roll two. And he goes, okay, great. So he brings out veggie roll two. I'm like, perfect. I see the carrots. I see the cucumbers. I see the avocado. I'm happy, girl. I'm eating it. Then he brings out veggie roll one. And I go, what's that? And he goes, that's what you ordered. And I go, no, I already ate that roll or what I thought was that roll. What did I eat? I ate the whole thing. Well, I go, what did I eat?
What did
I
you go, eat?
I thought it was a mushroom. And the owner says, can we just pretend it was a mushroom? What? Wrong answer, bitch. So I'm kind of doing this like, if my friend wasn't there, I would have like flipped the table. Like I would have gone crazy. But she's not that good of a friend yet. So I didn't know how outrageous I could get with her still wanting to be my friend. So there's a little bit of an awkward altercation. I am now in my OCD mind. She's telling me stuff. I can't hear. I'm raging. He comes back to the table about 5 minutes later. He goes, I just want to make sure everything's okay. I go, what did I eat? What did I eat? He goes, you had eel.
Oh, man. So that's a really – that is a – man, as far as sushi goes, that one's the gnarliest of the gnarly, the eel. Like, you could have started off with, like, a little shrimp. Or...
And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, and he's looking at me, and he's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I've been a strict vegetarian my entire life. Oh. We came here because they had vegetarian options. You gave me eel. He's like, I don't know. He's like, do you want a free dessert? I go, no. I don't want anything from you.
I want more eel. That's so wait a minute. You said you ate it all. So I think it's safe to assume that you liked it. You like eel.
I didn't mind it. But it was the appear when then my stomach started churning. And I totally psychological. I'm not saying it made me sick. I'm aware that I am. I like made myself go purge. Like I was just,
here's the thing. You took it out.
I'm freaking out. My friend's trying to like, be like, it's okay. It's okay. I'm like, it's not okay. So he's like, you know, the owner's like, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm like, the whole reason why we came here was because you had vegetarian options. I told the girl, should I tell her verbally? She opted for the paper, which had my order on it. My friend's order was 100% correct. How did we mess this up? Like, I was like, how did this happen? So he's like, can I offer you a free, do you want like sweet tofu? I'm like, no, I don't want anything from you. So, you know, the girl did not come back to our table at all. The owner's dealing with all this stuff. So I'm, of course, now my Jew brain's going off. I'm like, wonder if he's going to comp this meal. That's the least he could do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The least he could do. He took off one. He's like, listen, I still got to charge you for one roll. I'm like, really? You mean the eel that I ate? So he charged me for a roll, and that's it. I could not wait to get home and post all the negative reviews. And then we talked about it on the air, which I felt a little bad. But yeah, didn't even comp my meal.
Can I ask a question? And, you know, this is going to sound bad, but this was a Japanese restaurant. Was the owner Japanese?
No.
No. Were they?
He was white. Ooh, now, white. Was the person serving us white? No, she was not. Now, did I almost accidentally slip in a racial slur during the Google review? In the Word document, maybe I did. I did delete it before I posted it because that makes me look bad. Now, it doesn't really – let me just say that I may have said if her eyes would have been open, you know, something along those lines. Was her English perfection? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Were her eyes fully dilated, open? I don't know.
But she's not making it. She's dropping off the ticket to the chef. And the chef is completing the order. Perhaps you can argue that she should have taken a gander to make sure that this was what it actually was, because sushi is hard to tell what it is. In fact, I think they usually, when they drop it off, they go, this is this, this is this. And it immediately goes one ear and out the other for me. And I just go, it's just fish, whatever. It doesn't matter. I ordered it. I'll just eat whatever. So they tell you what roll it is. Did she do that when she dropped off the eel roll?
No, she just said, she dropped it off and she goes, is there anything else I can get you? And I was a little bit confused because I was like, how about my other roll? Like usually they'll say your second one's on its way. She just dropped off half our order and then was like, can I get you anything else? I'm like, yeah, bitch, the rest of my food. I should have asked initially, you know, just to confirm, especially when other ingredients were missing. That should have been a signal that it wasn't right. But again, I didn't want to be what my bubby would call a nudnik. It's like a
never heard that one.
Obnoxious. Yeah. You're like, don't be a nudnik. Like, don't be annoying. So I try not to live my life that way. But then sometimes when you don't, then worse things happen down the line. So, yeah, I blew up this place pretty bad. And, you know, maybe it wasn't her fault. I'm thinking it was because she ignored us the entire time. I also want to give a little bit more of a justification for my case, being that there were only maybe three groups of people. Like, it wasn't busy at all, which isn't, you know, because sometimes things get mixed up and – it was not busy. There was no lunch rush. It's Saturday at like 2 p.m. It's a new place. Not a lot of people there. It's in the middle of a strip mall. So like even more so where they should be a little bit more scrupulous with the orders and paying attention to detail, especially when someone orders something.
Is it a new restaurant?
They opened in June of 2022.
So relatively, yeah, the opening right in the heart of COVID too.
Yes, they did. Yeah. They're a a small business and they had great reviews on Google Review, and I'm proud to say I brought that average down. So, you know. It is what it is. I did receive a response pretty quickly from the owner. Even though he was white, he wrote as if he was not. I'm like, I didn't know if maybe the people he was working with were rubbing off on him. It was very bizarre how bad his grammar was.
Wow. I'm not surprised. Now, so you did like it. You went into the restroom and you purged it from your body. So I'm assuming that this will not lead you down a path of trying new meats.
No.
New flavors, new sensations.
No. Now, what was extra offensive, if I may use that word, because I was offended about this, was that, and I know what people are going to say, it wasn't kosher. Now, let me explain why that is even a thing. Because, Anna, you don't even practice being Jewish. You know, who cares? I get it. But I was raised in a kosher household, okay? So there's a stigma in my mind when things are not kosher that they're, like, nasty and foreign. Like, if it was chicken, it would have been like, okay, this sucks, but it's something I'm at least familiar with. Eel is like some foreign, ish.
It's water. It's a water snake. It's like a snake on land, well, but in water.
Sea snakes. It's not that, but it is essentially a snake of the sea.
Basically. It's a snake.
Well, yes, but I just want to make a distinction. It's not like a poisonous sea snake, but
yeah.
It does electrocute its prey, which also, made me fearful.
Well, the electric eel does. There are many different types of eel.
Oh,
it's not just one.
All right. I'm dumb. I don't know, because I don't mess with eels. I don't know anything about them and the way that they operate. So yeah, it was especially disturbing. And even your visceral response of like, "Whoa, that's an adventurous food."
It's fishy. I mean, it tastes fishy. More than fish.
It wasn't raw. It was like,
oh, I know.
It was like sauteed and handled some way where it was seasoned, so it looked like it could have been mushroom, and it was like just a little bit in each roll, but I ate eight of them, and Bubba was like, oh my god, your body's like absorbing all these eel nutrients, and then that freaked me out. Oh, and then I have to get this, so I purged, tried to get it out, obviously didn't get it all out, and then the next day didn't poop.
Your body wanted it. Your body wanted to hold on to it and go, oh, this is nutritious.
I was like, get out. Didn't poop all day Sunday.
Wow. It seems like you haven't had meat in a long time, but the times that you've had it, it's because you had an experience when you were younger, right? And you had a piece of meat and you liked it, but you just, there's something about it being alive at one point that freaks you out, right?
Yes. My dad is also a vegetarian, or he's a vegan now, but he was vegetarian his whole life, essentially. So I wanted to be like dad. So I became a vegetarian when I was 8. And I remember that moment when I became a vegetarian, I choked on a piece of chicken. It's very bizarre, but in your formative years, things like that stick with you. And when it came back up, I was just like, so I didn't eat meat until I was about 25. I did a year where I was eating turkey and chicken under the table, low key.
Mm-hmm.
But I chewed on a piece of tendon one day and that was it. So it's like these moments where I'm like, I'm done. And I am done forever unless there's a mistake. But, consciously, I will never – well, I don't want to say never. I'm probably never going to have meat again. So
it's just such a – I don't want to be one of those people who are just as annoying as,
you're
vegans.
You're missing out. Have you had bacon?
Yeah. Have you had bacon? Have you had bacon? No, but have you had bacon?
I've never had bacon, no. I've never had, I may have had like, like pepper, like a pepperoni by mistake or something that was embedded in a pizza that I didn't see.
Yum.
So what is that, like sausage? Is pepperoni sausage?
A process. No, I don't think it's sausage. It's like, what would you call that? A spiced processed pork meat product. Yeah, I don't think it's technically a sausage, but it might be. It's delicious. Really good. Yeah, so no bacon, no steak either. Steak is so good, like a nice fatty ribeye. Oh, my God. So good. So good.
I mean, it's good. I don't see the I can understand that something can taste good, but the idea of it, like, especially when it's, like, rare, medium rare, like, it looks like it was living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't. Muscle tissue freaks me out because that's what it is. You're eating muscle.
Yes.
And that messes with me. But people who eat meat have like, they're like, but I don't eat organ meat.
Right. I'm kind of like that. Now, I'm more open to it now, but there's something about, you know, eating liver. I used to like liver when I was a kid, believe it or not, when I was like a little kid. One of those freaks. Until I found out what it was. And then I think it was like a kindergarten, first grade, you know, basic anatomy lesson of what's inside your body before, you know, not 2023 version where it's like pictures of cartoons performing sex acts on each other. This was when it was semi-normal. And it was just like, your liver. And I go, oh, liver, I know that. I eat that. It's good. And your liver processes all the stuff out of your body, all the toxins. And I went, squeeze me? I did not know that. And then I just didn't eat liver anymore. And I still...
Right. Even though you liked the taste, it was a mental thing.
I did like it. And I tried it recently and I was like, that's all right, but no thanks.
Right. That's what it is with me, but just one step further, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I understand that meat is a muscle and that's an organ, technically, right? Is muscle an organ?
Doesn't matter.
No. It's still coming out of, it's a part of a body of an organic.
Well, an organ is like a specialized piece of tissue that has one singular function. So maybe like skin is an organ.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they call fat an organ. Even if it is technically an organ, it's not regarded as one.
Well, let's is muscle an organ? Google says a whole skeletal muscle is considered an organ of the muscular system. So it is an organ.
That makes sense. It's a specialized tissue. Yeah, sure.
Yes. So it is an organ. It's just, I don't know why, but it seems different. And maybe that's just human psychology of convincing myself that it is different and not really like a piece of heart. But it is an organ. Listen, I'm not opposed to expanding my horizon. You know they have this. Have you heard about the tick that makes people allergic to meat?
No.
There's a disease. There's this weird tick. It's like the Lone Star tick or something. And if it bites you, it can change your something to do with in your body and make you deathly sick when you eat meat afterwards. Mm. And I saw, this is not conspiracy. I'm not going to say it's a conspiracy theory, but I saw some asswipe on one of these, you know, forums where these people get together and talk about this stuff saying, oh, this is interesting. You know, this could maybe be something to wean people off meat because meat is a big contributor to climate change. And, you know, maybe we could genetically engineer this tick to do, you know, I tried to find a video recently and I couldn't find it. So I don't know if it's been purged from the internet. It's got to be somewhere. I wish I would have saved the video, but I couldn't find it. But anyway, getting off in a tangent there. So no meat for Anna. You ate it. You liked it. But
I
still
ate eel. Let's just make a distinction that it wasn't like I had a piece of turkey. It was an eel. Do you know what eels look like?
Sea snake.
So vile. So vile. And I called my father, okay? On the way home from this lunch, I call my father, who is I don't want to say elderly, but my elder, a Jewish person, you know, was a Jew, is a Jew by blood, and a vegan. And so I thought that he would have some good insight to give me in terms of how I should
That's the unagi, it's called. That's the type of sushi.
Off the screen. Thank you. Okay. So I call Papa Hummel and I go, tell him the situation. I go, what would you do? And my father, who is basically Aristotle these days, is like, you need to let it go. And I said, no.
Okay.
So he's like, can you change it? I go, no. He's like, then why are you going to, like, you know, get online and write all these negative reviews? And I said, because it's the only thing that will make me feel better is trying to tear this business down. And he goes, okay. He goes, if it makes you feel better, if that will make you feel better, by all means.
That's what you ate, that thing. That's pretty gross.
Yeah, nope. God, I want to swear so bad. So yeah, my dad told me to let it go and I told him no. And he said, okay. And so I just blasted them on Google reviews. I got a Yelp account. I downloaded the app.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
This is mushroom. No, that's cooked eel. It looks delicious.
Yeah. So, I did feel better. I did feel better because, you know what I realized, Will? When that man was trying to do everything, not everything. You could have comped the whole meal. He didn't do that. But when he was trying to make it better, make it right, I didn't want to give him the satisfaction of making me feel better. Because when someone tries to offer you help and you accept it, it gives them some peace of mind. But I was trying to rob him of that peace of mind, much like he robbed me of my peace of mind. So when he tried to help, when he tried to give me the, you know, half off, whatever, and thinking it would make him feel better, I didn't allow that to make him feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did not accept, you know,
yeah,
the offers that he gave me, even though he should have offered me more.
Should have comped the check, for sure. And you know, there's not much he can do. You know, what's done is done, but he could have said, listen, I'm very sorry. You know, this is on the house. I hope you enjoyed the eel.
Their friend's meal too, like everything. They should have just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I mean, at least you were. Yeah, I guess you just comp the whole thing for something like that.
Well, there was one thing that would have made me feel better. I would not have requested it happen, but it would have been nice if he would have like taken her out of the kitchen and given her like a verbal lashing.
Oh.
And fired her and she cried and she's like, my family.
You wanted her gone.
That would have alleviated some of my pain.
You wanted her gone, terminated in front of you.
Yeah.
You wanted to do that. You wanted him to bring her out and you do the gladiator, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down thing. And then you just gave her the thumbs down right in her face.
Yeah.
Wow.
She probably wouldn't have been able to see it, much like she didn't see the menu I gave her. So, but yeah, I said to Jennifer, my friend, who I know through Dr. Dan, who I know through Bubba, and I said to her, this is my Hogan sex tape. I'm never going to get over this, and I'm going to talk about it forever.
Yeah. You know, I saw Hogan on Rogan, and they didn't mention anything about that. I was surprised.
It was boring as hell. He doesn't know how to talk into a mic. Honestly, obviously I could be honest with you.
Yeah.
I hate wrestling.
Yeah,
I hate it. I don't understand it. It's
a guy thing. I know some women are into it. I know. But
like, here's the thing. It is a guy thing, much like a lot of sports are. I didn't grow up with it. My father thought it was dumb. Like, it's some dumb American stuff. Now, here, the weird thing is, it's not that it's just an American thing. Like, I know a lot of people in the Middle East like it, and a lot of people in, like, Asia are into it. But,
Mexico.
Like, for me, it is, like, I do not it's like a, what do you call it, a telenovela for men. It's very strange.
Yeah.
what do you call it? A soap opera,
it is. I guess. Right? Yeah, like, totally. And there's, you know, performances, much like a choreographed dance. And, you know, these dudes are athletes, no doubt. Yes, it's scripted. But I used to watch it when I was a kid, but I stopped, you know, when I was 14. I didn't continue.
Yeah.
But I found it interesting, you know, Hulkster's kind of this, you know, I don't know what you call it, like almost well, he is a legend in that business, but he lives here. Huh?
Like an icon?
An icon. And he lives here too. And it's like everybody has a story that kind of lives here. My buddy works as his like social media guy. He got this job where he's like Ric Flair's and Hulk Hogan's social media guy. So he goes and hangs out with them all the time. And I guess they never speak, but that's a whole other thing. But yeah, it was so you watched it and you weren't surprised. You didn't talk about, you
know. I didn't want to watch it. I just wanted to like scan through it and see if he mentioned anything about anything. I probably listened to about 30, 40 minutes. I found it terribly boring because I don't.
Yeah.
I've heard, all those stories from Bubba. I know they lived crazy life and did pain pills and coke and and did the steroids. And the closest he got to even mentioning anything about Bubba was he said, quote, "I've had a very controversial past."
Yeah.
But that could be anything, you know? So I'm assuming they didn't talk about the sex tape at all because I know I would have heard it from someone. Yeah, they didn't mention it. So.
Yeah, it must have been one of those things. Like, you know, it's been talked about enough that he's probably just wants to move on. And he was pushing his, you know, marijuana business that he had.
CBD, the mushrooms. And
Yeah.
The mushrooms.
Yeah, right. So, I was waiting for it to happen, but it didn't, unfortunately. I found it interesting just because I, you know, grew up with the Hulkster.
You listened to the whole thing?
I listened to the whole thing. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. It was boring. I find it terribly uninteresting. I don't find him to be very interesting either, and most wrestlers. Although I do feel like I'm actually curious to know how people at the Bone are handling the passing of Bray Wyatt.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
oh my God,
it was obviously there was tributes done. You know, Drew and John talked about it. You know, that was a terrible thing. I guess it came out that he had a heart condition, and I read that, and who knows what's true or not, that his physician was saying to carry around a defibrillator.
He had an appointment that morning.
Yeah. The claim was that he had COVID, which I from my understanding, I guess is true. I would be curious to know the vax status on that. It seems like we're seeing a lot, and I don't know, maybe it's one of those things where you're noticing it more because it's in the front of your mind, and we just had this, you know, mRNA, you know, vaccine that was given out in mass, and now people have, you know, at least connected the dots that maybe some of these heart things are having to do with the vaccine, and then other people are saying, no, it has to do with the virus itself, and we're all of a sudden we're seeing this huge uptick in otherwise healthy people dropping dead from heart conditions.
As someone who is, and I feel, I don't want to say I feel terrible bringing this up because I don't think I'm being like intentionally malicious. A lot of those guys do a lot of steroids.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, especially wrestlers or bodybuilders, they have heart conditions well before they should be even touching those issues. And they start dropping sometimes in their late 30s, a lot of times in their 40s.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of those wrestlers, you know, from Bubba and just by opening my eyes and looking at them. And also I work with people who take steroids on a regular basis. Maybe it's TRT now, but not really. And a lot of times they have heart issues. So I was wondering if that also came into play, and they may have omitted. Yeah, they didn't talk about the vax. They didn't talk about steroids.
They talked about COVID. The thing that I looked when I read the story was that he had COVID, and that led to a heart condition. That could be true.
But it's also like I feel like again, it's maybe the truth, but not the whole truth. You know, maybe 36-year-olds aren't supposed to drop dead from cardiac arrest or you know, a heart attack or something like that. That just doesn't happen unless there's some sort of congenital heart issue where that you're born with.
Yeah, like, it happens, but it didn't. It seems to be happening a lot more now.
Oh, certainly.
And you know, you're seeing about it, and maybe it's just one of those things we didn't notice. You know, like I said, maybe I feel like whenever I see that those stories now, I go, I'm not a doctor, but this looks like one of those.
You start seeing, you know, when you see these soccer players dropping dead, when you see LeBron James's son going into like cardiac arrest and he's 18.
Yeah, and they won't mention it.
They don't even mention it. They don't. And you scan and you go, I don't see even a mention.
Well, the thing about it is, too, is that if you bring it up, you know, if your people aren't on that side, they'll jump down your throat. And it's like, well, why can't I ask this question?
What do you want to know?
And then they just go, no, it's not that. And then when people do that, it has the opposite effect where people go, first of all, how do you know? Number one. And number two, what do you mean?
Wouldn't you want to know if it did? Wouldn't you want to know so that maybe you wouldn't take the 47th booster? Wouldn't you want to know?
So ESPN says that he had Bronny James had a heart defect, a congenital heart defect.
And maybe he did.
Yeah.
Just seems a little odd, that's all.
It does. It does. And we seem to be having a lot of these, especially athletes. But I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know. You know, you see the soccer players too grabbing their chests, and you know the compilation videos of people that people have made of people just grabbing their chests and falling. Was that a thing previous that we just didn't notice and people didn't have an interest in it and didn't make compilations, or is this a brand new thing?
Yeah.
I just wish that we had science that would ask the questions and figure out what it was. But we know that there's incentives since some of these pharmaceutical companies are, you know, this is a negative knock on capitalism, but their, you know, role is to make money. Our president is funding a new vaccine for COVID, an updated version.
EA264 #.
I
feel more comfortable with and what I feel relieved about is that the people that were, you know, rah-rah, you know, they don't care anymore. So
well,
my mom doesn't care, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's coming like, back.
My mom
though,
doesn't care anymore. My sister doesn't care anymore. Yes, not that I see my sister at all.
Listen, you know how programmable people are. If they're told to care about something again, they're going to start caring about it again.
Well, it's not that they're told not to care about it. It's that they just,
yes, they
it's
are.
Like, how long can you be scared for where you're just like, all right,
but
I
they're
don't
told,
care. My mom said it was
well,
just
listen,
like, whatever.
Listen, here's what they do. So the news is asking questions again. Is it time to bring back masking? ? Where is this coming from? I don't know. I'm just asking questions, and then people go, oh, wait a minute, is it? And then they go, yes. they tell you the answer in the story, and then people start caring again. I've noticed slight upticks in mental people wearing masks in their cars again, riding bikes. I assume that they're sick if I see somebody alone with a mask, so I stay away from them, and they're probably happy that I'm staying away from them because they're germaphobes.
Everyone wins, yeah.
So if they're told to start caring, and there's, you know, these backdoor send, you know, from the administration, hey, we want to push this new vax, you know, people need to get vaccinated, even if it's not, you know, under the guise of they're just lying and trying to, like, let's say they believe this stuff and they go, we need to get people to take this new thing. The news will put it out. Should you get this new thing? Should you stay away from people who aren't? Just asking questions, and then they'll answer the questions in the story, and the answer is yes. So you need to start caring again, and people will start caring again.
Do you think it's, let me ask you this. Do you think it's an effort, these new boosters they're coming out with? Do you think it's an effort because they really think that they can get people on board again? Or do you think it's just trying to save face? Because if they came out and go, you know what, we were wrong and you don't really need him anymore, and, you know, the people's minds would melt and they would lose a lot more trust in the government and the powers that be. So is this just kind of like, we got to just keep this machine running so that people don't see that we, you know, we were wrong and that we can't be trusted all the time? Because I think part of it is just that. Like, we got to keep this going so that people, all those lives weren't, like, lost or risked or jeopardized in vain. Does that make sense?
Yes. I just think that people are just told, like, it's a personality trait where people have this appeal to authority, which is a logical fallacy.
We all do. I mean, like, no. When a doctor tells you something, a lot of times you're more inclined to listen than if some Joe tells you something.
Yes. Sure. But, like, I remember we asked Kelly last week, like, are you going to start the mask again? She's with us on Wednesdays usually, and she goes, yeah, if they tell me to, yeah. And we go, but there's articles that say, like, literally saying in a New York Times.
From Fox News?
Not from Fox News, from the New York Times, that said, oh, the masking thing didn't work. What can we learn? You can Google that, and I'm sure you can find it. But they'll just put out new documents that go, oh, we were wrong. It actually does work. You need to do it again. And there's a lot of people who are just going to jump on board and do what they're told. And then get mad at you for not doing it because there are people who are qualified. The science is telling you to do it. And it's just so easy to... I mean, if... The thing that really woke me up was regarding that first shot was Kamala Harris on the debate stage saying, I'm not going to take that thing because it's Donald Trump's and I don't want it. And then as soon as they got into the White House, they went, oh, yeah, go ahead. And in fact, Joe Biden took credit for it and said they didn't have it when Trump. Yes, we did. But people do, you know, I'm not going to look that. A lot of people aren't going to look that up. They're just going to go, oh, okay. The switch got flipped and now we're good again. So people are very easy, to be told which way to go. And people like doing that. And it's really easy.
It's strange how that is because he took credit for it and he didn't get it started. And Donald Trump took credit for it. And
now denies it
on his rallies, and he got booed for it.
Yeah.
This is when he started to like lose his own base. This is before all the Mar-a-Lago.
I think he's kind of like,
boo.
Yeah. But is he kind of distancing himself from that now, or is he still taking credit for it?
I don't think he's talking about that because he's kind of preoccupied with other stuff.
Yeah. Did you hear the AI rap song?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Yeah, it was dope. Should I play it as an outro today?
Sure.
I wonder, I don't want to play it because I don't know, it might be copyrighted. Though it's AI, somehow I'm sure it's copyrighted, so I don't want to get knocked for sharing content. But it's pretty good. It's called First Day Out, Trump the Don, if you want to look it up on, it's AI rapping, and it's good. Actually, it's a good song. It's a good song. It's funny. What else before we get out of here?
I'm on my way to Denver tomorrow.
Oh, great. Have fun.
This time I will not be so, what's the word I'm looking for? I won't have the hubris I had last time where I thought I could battle the elements of elevation.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know better because before I thought I could just muscle through the altitude sickness, but I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. So we're taking precautions. We're bringing the drugs.
What drugs do you take for altitude sickness?
Ibuprofen.
Oh, okay.
And I'm getting an emergency and we have a ton of liquid IV and I need to be very hydrated. So didn't take it seriously last time. Got smacked in the face by the elevation and it ain't happening this time because I actually have to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to a wedding and you have the pre-drinks and the post-drinks and the brunch. And so I can't feel like I'm going to die and do that. So
yeah, I'm going to a wedding this weekend too. I'm headed to South Carolina for a wedding. Yeah.
Is this through your significant other?
No, this is mine. This is one of my best friends, Brian's sister, is getting married.
Did you ever meet Brian?
Brian Abernathy? Maybe he kind of disappeared because he just met a chick and then like married her and started having kids. And I haven't seen him in, gosh, probably over a year. So,
but this is his sister.
This is his sister. Yeah, I used to live with Brian. You know, one of my first apartments that I had was with Brian. So, yeah, heading up to Greenville, South Carolina.
Driving?
No, I'm flying. I'm gonna fly.
Good for you. Yeah, bringing your girl.
Nope. Not going. She was invited, of course, but she's getting ready.
Say, of course.
She's leaving.
Sometimes people don't get plus ones.
Right, well, that's true. You managed to somehow not get plus ones. I do. I get plus ones. She's leaving for like a European vacation for 3 weeks the following week. So she's just like, I can't do it. So
I get it.
I'm disappointed, but also I totally understand because that's a lot. So enjoy your wedding.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving Friday afternoon.
Okay. All right. I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon. So
great.
Safe travels. Have fun.
Yeah.
And I'll see you on the other side.
All right. Let's get out of here, Anna. Thank you, Anna Hummel. Thank you, listening audience, Radio St. Pete, podcast listeners, live stream listeners, whatever. WillsYouTube.com on Wednesdays around 4 p.m. You can catch the show live. Get the podcast, give it 5 stars and tell a friend about it, tweet it out, whatever. Home_made_man on X, Twitter, and Instagram. Stay tuned if you're listening on Radio St. Pete. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next. Otherwise, talk to you very soon for Anna Hummel. My name's Will Koontz. Johnny B. Show, 8 o'clock on the bone. And bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.